Matt, there was a play, I think it was in the first half, where it appeared that Vince was able to kind of almost drop into coverage on a pass play. He ended up shoving the guy out of bounds. I think it was for a four-yard loss. Was that a design play? That is to say, was that his responsibility, or was that him just kind of reading the coverage and kind of reacting to what was going on?
I think that particular play, obviously just Vince has a wealth of experience and knowledge of the game. Just real good awareness play on his part to understand, you know, what the offense was trying to do in that particular play, and just a really good play by him.
Matt, I wonder if you could talk about Nate Ebner and the progress he's been able to make, especially given his limited background before the NFL.
Sure. I mean, I think Nate, he's going to fall into that category with all of our guys that are trying to improve every week. I think Nate is studying extremely hard to, learn the game of football and understand, obviously, what we're trying to do defensively and within our scheme and our system, and someone that's just, really focused in trying to improve himself every week. And, he's trying to make progress in that area, and, we're seeing some improvement there, which is good. And, we've obviously got a long way to go with it, but obviously, like I said, someone that's working really hard to understand what we're trying to do from a defensive standpoint and to gain some experience and knowledge and, understanding of the game.
Now, we talked to both Josh and Bill about this, about the self-scouting process that usually goes along with a bye week. What are some of what are going to be your specific areas of focus going into this bye week with this extra time off?
Obviously that's a big part of this week for us, certainly, is to take a look at everything that we're doing and obviously try to see some areas where we can improve and hopefully find some areas where we're doing some things that, are also, okay and good and things that we can build off of. So we'll certainly take a look at that as well and, try to hopefully as you're going through all of it, find a couple areas once you take a look at it and see, show the players a couple avenues where, we could really do some things better and improve that would really make a difference in our team. And I think that's, you got to try to narrow that down if you take a good look at all of it and, give them a smaller scope so that, you're not just looking at everything, wholly and, trying to get something done instead of just giving them mass pieces.
That kind of a sort of a two-part question, and looking back to Sunday, the first drive of the game, St. Louis is able to score in a big play. Is that sort of a disappointing way to get the game started? But then conversely, are you proud of the way that your defense as a whole and maybe the secondary was able to kind of tighten things up from that point on?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't think you want to start any game or any drive, for that matter, throughout the game giving up points. So, and that's our goal, is to not allow them to score. Unfortunately, we didn't do a very good job of that on the first series of the game. Our guys do a great job of understanding of, they got to, improve on all those situations. So, but certainly, our guys battled back and really tried to get things corrected like we do every week. But, we do that also within the game. So I think that's, something we got to try to build on and keep doing every week is try to, get things fixed within the game itself and hopefully try to eliminate, any of those situations to start from.
Building off the big play stuff, after week seven against the Jets, Bill Puck specifically sort of said that Devin did a good job as a safety, kind of keeping everything in front of him. Did you feel like you saw the same thing from him this past week and in terms of being in the right place at the right time?
I think Devin obviously, goes out there every week and tries to do what we're asking him to do and execute it on a very high level, as do all of our players. So, it's encouraging when all of them do that, and that's what we're trying to do every week. And certainly I would say, he's trying to do the best he can to, be a multiple role player for us and help us, in all of those areas and improve on them every week.